You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras. I'm Anthony Cashman. It's going to be joined by Jason Beck, talking about the Detroit Tigers, who, boy, this has been the definition of the August dog days up in Detroit. In fact, the Tigers have become something of an underdog the way things have played out this month with the injuries and the surge of those Royals. And let's bring in Beck to talk about that. Jason, this is I know there's been a big test of Will in that clubhouse. And even you take a night like Tuesday night where they have a nice win against the Yankees, and then mere minutes later, I'm sure they saw what happened in Kansas City with Alex Gordon's walk-off home run. It's just kind of shows the stakes have really been raised in this division, haven't they?
Yeah, this is a legit race now. I don't think either of these teams are going away. I think the two series they play coming up, first at Comerica Park around Labor Day, and then back in Kansas City like a week and a half later. I think both of these are going to be pretty big. So, it's going to be fun to watch. We've kind of had some races over the last few years with the Tigers. They haven't had it easy, but to have something go down to the wire, I think is it's a change of pace.
Yeah, definitely a change of pace. And I know it doesn't help to learn Anibal Sanchez had a setback in his recovery when you couple that with what's going on with Verlander in general, and he's got an extra rest between starts. They're just trying to get him back to where he was. What's kind of the state of the rotation there? How much does the Sanchez situation hurt them right now?
I think it hurts, mainly because they don't have that logical replacement. I think when he first went down, Robbie Ray kind of fit in as that guy, even though he hadn't been doing great at Toledo. He'd been doing okay. And, the few outings he had in Sanchez's place were just, they weren't good, culminating in the debacle in Minnesota. So now we've got Kyle Lobstein filling in. And Lobstein was good, but not anything standout at Toledo. So I think everybody's kind of watching to see what this kid can do and whether he can hold down a major league offense or at least give them a chance to win and eat up some innings. And that's really that's what he showed in the relief appearance in Minnesota, was that he can swallow some innings. And I think even if he can just do that and kind of save the bullpen a little bit, I think that that would at least be a start, and that would be something that that Ray wasn't doing before he got sent down.
Yeah, that's a big key, it seems. I mean, the rotation, when they made the deal for David Price, you're thinking, well, they still got some bullpen issues, but if all your starters are going 7 or 8 innings in October, I guess it doesn't matter. Obviously, that outlook has changed a little bit with Sanchez out and just the struggles of Verlander. And as you look ahead with this bullpen, they've tried. God bless Dave Dombrowski. He's tried just about everything that's been available out there, whether it be Joel Hanrahan or Jim Johnson or Joaquin Soria, who of course got hurt soon after he was acquired. They made a claim on Chad Qualls on the waiver wire. What's in the midst of that? I guess another issue is Jabba Chamberlain's kind of gone backward in recent weeks. How's the bullpen outlook look? I mean, is this something you think they can piece together down the stretch, or what are your thoughts on that?
I think Jabba's got to be a concern because, the Tigers have relied so much on him to really shore up that eighth inning. For as much as has been made, and justifiably so, about Joe Nathan's struggles, Jabba's really been, the keystone there. But the problem is he's been so good compared to the rest of the guys, is that that he got used a lot in the first half, and it was a pace as far as appearances that for a guy just a couple years removed from Tommy John surgery, you kind of had to worry about it in the back of your mind, whether he'd be able to pitch that effectively for that long working as well. And Brad Ausmus tried as best he could to kind of ease off a little bit. He hasn't had quite the same pace lately. Now, part of that's been because, they hit some struggles and, they weren't able, didn't really have nearly as many leads to protect. But, there's outings where he looks normal, at least for this year. And then there's outings where, that slider looks a little flat or he's not commanding the ball like he usually does. I think that's something that they have to figure out, because if you're not able to hand it Ethan and Jabba all the time, how you use, you know, the other guys in that bullpen, you know, just changes dramatically. And that's even if you get Joaquin Soria back, you know, at the level you could expect, you know, depending on how he recovers from that oblique injury and whether he has any setbacks in that throwing program that he's got going on.
Yeah. Like, you had a really interesting article about something that I guess you don't always think about when it comes to a big trade, like the one that the Tigers made to David Price. And there's been talk about Austin Jackson was such a hot bat for them in the leadoff spot in the week or so before that trade. So you think about his impact, the impact of losing him out of that leadoff spot. But you had a piece about the defensive aspect of losing Austin Jackson and Rajay Davis, you know, having the speed, but you know, trying to adjust to reading the balls off the bat. You know, Torrey Hunter called Jackson a pure center fielder, which has a lot of connotations to as far as how you patrol the outfield and how you lead the outfield as well. How do you see Davis settling in there, and how do you see them adjusting to the new reality of a new center fielder on the fly this season?
I think Davis is getting better at it. He's had a couple plays lately where he's had better routes. I think over the weekend at in Minnesota, there was a ball that Plouffe hit to the bullpen fence there in left center, and he took really for him a very direct route. And I wrote about it in that article where, you know, he talked about playing them deeper, you know, just watching the swings, and he sounded like a center fielder judging that. And to get him with that mentality, I think, is a big step. The challenge is that Comerica Park is such a challenge for center fielders. You know, for one, it's a huge amount of territory to cover, you know, just, you know, with the dimensions and with the size of those gaps. But secondly, you know, just with some of the sight lines, as far as, you know, just some of the backgrounds, over the years, the guys who have played there regularly have consistently said, you know, that there are certain balls at certain times of the day that you just have trouble tracking off the bat, and you kind of have to play catch up once that ball is in the air to kind of get an idea of where it's going and where you have to put yourself. You know, this goes back all the way to, you know, the Nook Logan and Curtis Granderson days in the middle of the last decade. You know, Austin Jackson had that challenge too, and it's especially strong in day games. We still have to see if Rajay can handle those. But right now he looks like the clear cut regular center fielder. I don't think this is a platoon. I think, you know, they're going to give him this and let him kind of try to grow into the role. And I think he's embracing it right now. He's having some fun doing it. And he's at least trying his best as far as, you know, both learning to position himself to give himself a better chance, and also communicating with those guys in the corners, which is something that Austin was very good about doing.
On a different note, Beck, you know, J.D. Martinez comes out of nowhere to really impact the lineup this season, and you always worry about guys who come out of nowhere, like they'll go back to nowhere, and he struggled out the gate in the second half, but it really seems like he's starting to put it back together at the plate. I know that's huge for that offense.
Yeah, it's kind of a different mode for him right now. I mean, he's still hitting for power, you know, and that's something they desperately need in there. But you're also seeing him, you know, kind of go with pitches and getting some key singles and doubles there. And if he can do that, you know, batting behind Victor Martinez, I think that really rounds out that lineup a lot better. It extends that run production portion of that lineup. I think they're already kind of getting that with you know, Nick Castellanos, you know, what he was doing, you know, now in the sixth spot. You know, you do that, you got J.D. Martinez, then instead of looking towards, you know, Cabrera and Victor Martinez and saying they have to come through every time, now you're looking at, you know, at least those two through six spots, you know, you're getting some legit production, you know, middle-of-the-order type production, you know, to try to get some runs across. And that's, you know, the more consistent they can put runs across, I think the better that rotation is going to be, because they've had an awful lot of 2-1, 2-0, 3-2 games lately. And I think the value of giving these guys like a 5-1 lead or a 6-2, I don't think you can overestimate that.
Yeah, they definitely need to get some stability in general with the run production and get the most out of the starters they do have, especially with Sanchez out. So we'll see how that all plays out for the Tigers. And I want to thank Jason Beck for joining us. I want to thank you for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.